the seven thunders will sound, and it will sound very soon. The seven thunders gives you rapturing faith. You'll be so much heavenly minded because of a revelation, you know that the whole world will just seem very, very worthless to you. Like a girl in her father's house waiting for her wedding day. The closer the wedding date is, and the date is fixed, her mind is no longer in her father's house. That is a rapturing faith. That's a rapturing faith. She does not struggle for room, for bed anymore with other children at home. She knows she's leaving all that. The date has been fixed. That is what is achieved by the seven thunder message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. After that, we are now positioned for the John ministry. The John ministry comes only after the seven thunders have sounded. And once the seven thunders sounds, no more salvation. Anybody that is not saved at that time. That is why Luke chapter 13, where I read, is saying, when once the master stands up and shuts the door, which door? The door of salvation is closed. Then you begin to stand outside and looking for salvation, you will no longer be saved. He closes the door. The next move now is only going to work with those who will be going in the rapture. That takes you to the John ministry from verse 8. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. Verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. So by the time, take note of this. I know I've been emphasizing this, particularly the ministers you are hearing, Pastor John Paul and Pastor Francis, Pastor Thomas, Evangelist Obina and Evangelist Festus. You will stand to teach this same thing I am saying now. Listen, the John ministry starts only after the thunders have sounded. And by the time John ministry is sounding, no more salvation. That's why two things are going on now within the intermessage circle. One group said the thunder has sounded. The evidence that they are wrong is because people are still receiving the Holy Ghost now. And according to them, the seven thunder started sounding. The seven thunder started sounding in 1964. So I wouldn't have been saved. Because by the time the seven thunder sound, salvation is over. So that group of people, they are wrong. Secondly, another ministry says they are John ministry. What is John ministry? This is it from verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. Take it and do what? Eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Verse 11, and he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Thou must prophesy again. And the young man here in Lagos is saying that John there, John is dead and gone. That there will be a man that God will raise to fulfill that scripture, and that he is the one. It is another error. The reason is this: John's ministry starts only after the thunders have sounded. And this same man does not believe that the thunder has sounded. He even wrote a book to challenge those who say the thunders have sounded years back. The same him again have come up now, that now he is the John, and all the confusion is settled among the few people that are following him there. It is another error. And he says that thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. If anybody at all will have even made any claim, I will have been the one to make the claim. Am I not prophesying unto many nations, to many tongues, to kings? It's a lie. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. I am saying this so that everybody, you hear it, and then you go and listen to them, and if what they are saying is reasonable, and you think we are wrong, go and join them till we see in the rapture. But I have an obligation to tell you, there is nothing like that. Church, this settles the matter, that there is no more salvation when the seven thunders sound. And that God is giving the people Holy Ghost in June. God gave some people Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. Two Fridays ago, God gave a man watching us the Holy Ghost. God gave the Nolungas in Ireland the Holy Ghost watching us. If the thunder sound, no more Holy Ghost. Catch it. And John ministry is not in a backyard somewhere. What is John ministry? Seven thunder sound. A quick and short and powerful work will God do. What will he do? You see the revelation of the seven thunders. Because of what we know, all these barriers that we have in the entire message today, all those barriers will go off. We will come together. And John ministry, John is an apostle of love. And the capstone that caps the message in her fullness for homegoing is divine love coming to cap, to bring about the seven virtues. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The completion of that building of the temple of God, the capstone is love. All it is capped up with love. Praise the Lord. And where there is love, God will move among the people. And that is the period that God will use his bride worldwide and shake the earth again. And let them know that he has a bride. That is the John ministry. It is not a one-man ministry. It is a move of God among his bride just before the rapture. After the John ministry, the quick and powerful work he does, the next stage is the third stage. The trump of God. The trump of God is the trump for resurrection. It is also another voice. He went to the grave of Lazarus and shouted, "Lazarus, come forth." Remember, he is the resurrection and the life. That day, everyone will hear his or her name. It is only when you hear your name that you receive that quickening power. A twinkle of an eye, you'll be changed. The dead in Christ, they will hear their names and come out of the graves. And we who are living, in a twinkle of an eye, we shall change. We shall meet the Lord in the air. That is the rapture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you will be in the rapture, let me see your hand up. That is your hope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the resurrection. That is the first resurrection. And that is the last stage Let me say, that is the second stage of the three resurrections that make up the first resurrection. I don't know if you understand what I mean. The first resurrection is made up of three stages. Matthew 27, when Jesus Christ came out of the grave, the graves were open and the saints that were there came out, and for 40 days, the Bible said they were seen. He took them up to paradise and kept them there waiting for us. The second resurrection is the one we are expecting now. And the third resurrection is the resurrection that will wake the foolish virgins to join us. Praise the Lord. Before the millennium will start. They all make up the first resurrection. And anybody that does not come out of this first resurrection according to Revelation chapter 20, you remain in the ground there for the next 1,000 years. The next time you are coming out is to face judgment, for you to know why you are going to fire, to the lake of fire. Anybody, the first resurrection is the resurrection unto life. The second resurrection is the resurrection unto damnation. That comes up at the third stage, the trump of God, the first resurrection. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And with that, salvation is over for the Gentiles. Then, God is now moving to complete that last 1 week. That last week. Remember how many weeks were given to Daniel? 70 weeks. 69 weeks ended with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross. He suspended that last 1 week to come and get a bride for himself from the Gentiles through the seven church ages that culminates in the rapture at the trump of God. Now we are in heaven. It is time now to face the Jews to complete that 1 week. That is why we say, after the rapture, how many more years before we shall come back to rule the earth? How many years? The marriage feast will last 7 years. We are there enjoying in the palace out there in heaven for 7 years, just giving testimony and thanking the Lord how we overcame and things like that. While he was doing that in the palace, he's here dealing with the Jews within the last 1 week. And a type of it is the story of Joseph. I said in the last message that Joseph is a type of Christ. Everything he went through is what Christ also went through. It foreshadowed Christ. And for us to understand this, that by the time they rejected him, his people rejected him, a Gentile nation received him and made him their king, until he occupied a position that you cannot see Pharaoh the king except you go through Joseph. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And they rejected him among his people because he was spiritual. But the Gentiles, there he went and got a wife in Egypt. A type of the bride of Jesus Christ. That the Jews rejected him, but he came and got us. Now, according to the story of Joseph, by the time he was revealing himself to his brethren to let them know that he is Joseph that they rejected, where was his wife? In the palace. We shall be up there in heaven when he'll be revealing himself to the Jews. Aren't you happy you're part of the bride? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Amen. Remember verse, okay, let me just, where we are now is verse 27 in the program. And he shall, that is the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many. For how long? That is the last 1 week. For 7 years. And in the midst of the week, how long is the middle of the week? 3.5 years. That is after 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation in that temple now to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Praise the Lord. Now, the last 1 week is a very interesting week. A lot of things happen within that 7 years period. Remember that before that covenant is entered into, listen, something brings about that covenant to be entered into. Zechariah chapter 12, I'll give you the scripture. Read it from verse 1 to verse 8. Zechariah chapter 12. From verse 1 to verse 8. Where God is saying, he shall make Jerusalem a cup, a burdensome stone. A burdensome stone. That is, the people, nations, the whole world will burden themselves on that city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem will become a focal point. And it has started, the church. Jerusalem. The Palestinians are saying it is their headquarters. But we know that it was the city of the Jebusites that David conquered. He conquered them long before and made that place his headquarters. And named it Jerusalem, a city of peace. And he dwelt there and built, his son came and built the temple there. But remember that that temple was broken down. 1870, everything was leveled down. And while they were in diaspora, they were in their dispersion like that, these Palestinians came. And of all places, to let you know, the devil get hand in this matter. That same place where they built the temple is where they built their mosque. And Israel, they know better. They know that spot is a special spot. And that is where they will build their temple. And the temple, again, church, that temple that Solomon built, that same temple will be built again on that same spot. It will happen. But before it will happen, as it is, if we're looking at it, I know it looks very impossible. Ari Sharon, during his campaign one time, only visited the site. Just visited. Just go near there, go stand near the mosque. You know how many people died from the riot from the Palestinians? For him, just going around there. He just went around there. And all the Jews, one time they discovered a tunnel that was dug from far. The Jews, how many kilometers underground to get to where the temple is? They want to blow it up. The way it is now, they are having all manner of conferences, all manner of meetings, all manner of interventions by the Americans, by everywhere, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It has started. That will bring about some battles. Praise the Lord. That will bring about some battles. There are some wars that will be taking place. Remember that right from the days of Joshua, every inch of land they got in the promised land, they fought for it. And even now, as they came, remember, they came with trick. After the United Nations granted them their land to go back to their homeland, they came there and one by one they were buying the land small from the local Palestinians. By the time the Palestinians realized what was happening, the people had already taken a good number of them there, the Jews. Then it came back to that popular war that God showed them that the God of Jehoshaphat is still alive. The war that lasted 6 days. And when Jordan, Egypt, and all those surrounding countries were humiliated by these few groups of people, God came down and fought the battle for them. But why did God allow the battle? Using that, they gained more grounds. Using that, they gained more land and occupied it. That is why they are calling them that they are something about occupation. The Palestinians say the land that they collected from them in 1967, they should give it back to them. But Israel is saying, lie, it was our land anyway. We fought and we have collected it and it remains our own. There are wars to be fought. Especially the one in Micah. Write it down. Chapter 7, verse 11. There will be a war. Zephaniah chapter 2. Read it from verse 4 to verse 15. Zephaniah. All of them, they are the miraculous war. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 14. Read also Isaiah chapter 19. Then we have Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 1 to 3. These wars are fought to regain more land. Regain more land. Amman, Jordan, in all those areas, they belong to Israel. Even a large part of Syria belong to Israel, according to what God gave Abraham. There is a battle also in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. It will be fought. And we will see it before the rapture. It is that war the Bible describes how God will come down and fight for Israel, because the king of the north, we all know, is Russia. And we know now that Russia sympathizes with the Arab world. And the Arab world does not believe that Israel should be in existence. They believe that Israel should be wiped away. And that is why they are the only nation in the Middle East, Israel, with a nuclear power. They are there. They say it's for self-defense. And the United Nations allow them because they are living among hostile neighbors. Until today, if Israel knows that any of their neighbor, they are manufacturing or producing any weapon of mass destruction, if they know it, they go, they strike it. That's why they struck Iran some years back. Iraq, some years back when Saddam was manufacturing nuclear weapon, where he was hiding doing it. They used their satellite, located it. One morning, they bombed that place and scattered that place and came back to base. They have the best security network because they are dwelling in the midst of foes. Every one of them is armed. Every youth today goes through military training. Only Israel, you allow every adult, you allow to carry weapon and walk about with it. Self-defense. Because you know that they are in the midst of serious enemies that do not want them to exist. Ezekiel 38:39, the king of the north will lead this Arab, Iran, Iraq, and all the rest. They will come against this tiny nation of Israel with the hope to wipe them away. But I've told you something. Watch what will happen. Because we link what we are believing will happen to what William Branham said. William Branham was given 7 visions that the Lord told him will come to pass before the rapture will strike. The last one that he said was he heard the noise of an explosion. In that vision, he said he turned and looked and he saw America blown to pieces. He saw crater. And the crater is created only when a bomb is dropped. What we then think of in our reasoning is, why will America be destroyed? Right now, the backbone of Israel is America. 2 reasons why America will be destroyed. 1 is that God has used America to fulfill her purpose. Yet, America, that was founded on the tenets of Christianity, has become the importer and exporter of all the abominations of the world. Under the guise of freedom, liberty, They have rejected God. William Branham made the statement that if God does not judge America, then you have to wake up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize. Because worse things are happening in America now than it happened in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the reason why God will allow them to be bombed. It's their judgment. The second reason is because America is the backbone of Egypt. They have a defense pact. With Israel. You touch Israel, America will back them up. And that is why, too, the second superpower also is behind the enemies of Israel. Russia. And so, the only way for God to let the whole world know that it is not America, I am the one. They think that if they destroy America, then small, tiny Israel will have no power. So the first thing that will happen before Ezekiel 38 and 39 we start is they will turn and face America, and only God knows what they will drop there. America will be too weak to rise and fight. Then they will now march onto Israel. And that is when the God of Israel, oh glory be to God, is the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, you are the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, glory to your name. Read that chapter 38 and chapter 39 Ezekiel and see what happens there. God of Israel will arise. Israel will humiliate all of them. And the battle will not last long. And the dead bodies that they will pack in that desert, it will take 7 months. They are still packing dead bodies. That is when there will be so much confusion in the world. It will be a period of confusion in the whole world. There will be the need for a new world order. There will be a need. So United Nations cannot guarantee us peace anymore. What do we have that can guarantee peace? Then they will look for the most respected institution in the whole world. The most respected man. That is where we come to verse 27 of Daniel chapter 9. Let's read it. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. That is, in the middle of the week, he will break the covenant. When he said he will establish the covenant with many for 1 week, there is many nations. He will become the head of the new world order. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. It is while these battles are going on, while all this fight is going on, in the midst there, the seven thunders will sound. The John ministry comes on. The rapture strikes. Mercy seat over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, as there is entering the 1 week covenant, God also is within the same week that God now moves to Israel to open their eyes of understanding to accept their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He starts it with those two prophets in Revelation chapter 11. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 11, from verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar. Let me quickly add, that because of these wars that will be fought, I must add this aspect. Because of the war that will be fought, the whole world will now have respect to Israel. They will have respect to Israel. Israel will use the opportunity of that battle and knock off that temple. That is the time that temple will be knocked down. The mosque. Totally. That mosque will be knocked down. Totally. And that is when Isaiah chapter 60 verse 6 spoke about the Arab money, the Arabians, their money, they will bring it to Israel to help Israel to build their temple. When they see the God of Israel in action. So just know that by the time that the gospel is going back to Israel, the temple is already built. Because remember that the Antichrist, his motive is to go to the temple and sit down there and be worshipped. Somebody tell your neighbor, it is a divine agenda. Tell your neighbor, it's a divine agenda. Yes, salvation is God's own plan. Not be us. Now he they do it by himself. And you cannot help God. He has a program he's following. I read up to verse 2, Revelation chapter 11. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot. Holy city shall they tread underfoot. For how long? 42 months is how many years? 3.5 years. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,203 score days. 1,303 score, that is 1,260 days. Calculate it, how many years? 3.5 years. We have 3.5 years. One is that the Gentiles shall tread underfoot for 3.5 years. Another 3.5 years, the two witnesses, they will prophesy 1,260 days. Break it into months, break it into years. You have exactly 3.5 years. 3.5 years for the prophets to prophesy. 3.5 years for the Gentiles to tread under. How many years will that be? That is the 7 years period that was left. It is within this period these two things will be happening. And I'll give, verse 4. These are the two olive trees. Those two olive trees is making reference to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 14. The three witnesses that stand before God's presence, the two witnesses. He said, the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Zechariah saw it. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. That is one. Verse 6. This have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. One, they have power to rain fire upon the earth, and they have power to turn water to blood. two witnesses. Who are these witnesses? Elijah and Moses. That's why the transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, they were the two witnesses that came with him. Moses and Elijah. Two prophets. They are not literally Elijah and Moses, but the anointing that was in Elijah and the anointing that was on Moses will come again on two men. That is the anointing that God will use in opening the eyes of Israel, restoring their revival to make them again accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah after the rapture has taken place. So the gospel goes to Israel through this ministry of these two prophets. That is why we say in the Bible, God uses Elijah five times. God used Elijah, the Tishbite. God used a double portion of Elijah on Elisha. God came on John the Baptist with the spirit of Elijah. And God came for the purpose of collecting the seven church age bride through the Elijah anointing on the man William Marion Abraham. And now, when he will be taking the gospel to Israel again, we see Elijah five times. Praise the Lord. Remember, five is God's number for grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, notice that they prophesy for 3.5 years through their message. By the time they are prophesying, the Antichrist, that man, will leave Rome and come and dwell in that temple they have built. And these two ministers, prophets, will be prophesying. What will they be doing? They will be telling Israel, exposing that man that is sitting down there, revealing who Jesus Christ is. Zechariah chapter 14, chapter 12, chapter 14, all. Zechariah brought it. When they will be looking at, they say, you will look at me whom they have pierced. That is when the revelation will come back to Israel. He said, they will weep. Just as it happened to Joseph. When Joseph revealed to them that he is Joseph whom they rejected and sold to those Ishmaelites, that they thought is dead. You thought to do me evil, but God used it to save lives. If Joseph wasn't sold to Egypt, he wouldn't have been there to save the children of Jacob. You have to understand that. Now, remember also that when, by the time that they were there weeping, when he was going to reveal himself to them, there was a particular person that Joseph was interested in. Who was that person? Benjamin. Benjamin was the last son of Joseph's mother. Praise the Lord. And he had particular interest. Why was he particularly interested in Benjamin? Until he saw Benjamin, he was not going to, be free with those people. Well, Benjamin is a type of the 144,000. God gets 12,000 from every tribe. And then he seals them. The sealing there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And gives them revelation, revelatory knowledge of who he is. Through the message of those two prophets. They go around preaching what the Bible called the everlasting gospel. They go around to Israel, wherever they are in the world, telling them that man sitting down there is the very Antichrist. They will mess up that man through their revelation. The Antichrist will bear it for 3.5 years. After 3.5 years, he will not bear it again. The covenant that he came to maintain peace, it is then that we know who he is. Praise the Lord. The first thing he does, Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies. How many days? 3 days and a half. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. In 3.5 years. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a voice, a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so after 3.5 years is completed, they will kill those two prophets. That is when the covenant is broken. And then we go to the next half. The next half of the week now, the next 3.5 years, the next 3.5 years is the tribulation spoken of in Daniel chapter 12 verse 1. That last stage is what you call the great tribulation. A time of trouble here. That is why we always say something. If you follow this teaching properly, you will agree with me now that the bride of Jesus Christ does not pass through the tribulation. By the time the tribulation is beginning, 3.5 years ago, the bride has gone in the rapture. This tribulation is mainly for the Jews, because they refuse to accept the Antichrist to be who he was claiming to be. And it is a time that Israel will have the kind of trouble they have never had before. It is called in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 5, 6, and 7. Jeremiah 30, verse 5, 6, and 7. It is called the time of Jacob's trouble. That is a period where the mark of the beast is taken. And unless you have that mark, you neither buy nor sell. Only he who has that mark. And remember, but always have it at the back of your mind, contrary to the teachings of the denomination, that by the time the mark is given, rapture has taken place. No more salvation anyway. Only those who are in the world will take that mark. And remember, the target is the Jews that will take the mark. The tribulation will be so much for those who will refuse to take the mark. And the Jews' eyes will have been opened. They will not be idol worshippers. They cannot serve a man. That is why Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, 17, and 18, where the tribulation, God himself prepares the wings. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. From verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. Israel is that woman. And to the woman we are given 2 wings of a great eagle. Now we have had 2 schools that interpreted these 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and have a time from the face of the serpent. Now, the 2 wings of a great eagle. Remember, it is a prophet that is seeing it. John was seeing it. It could also mean an aeroplane. That he did not know that there would be an aeroplane. And he described it that it will be used to, you know, take some of those Jews and run away somewhere. And it is believed by some quarters that it will be a nation like America, far from, you know, the Middle East, where the trouble was taking place. But I agree more with the second option, or the second thought. The wings, two eagles, two wings of an eagle. If an eagle is an anointing that gives revelation, then I want to believe, spiritually speaking, that the two wings there are those two prophets, Moses and Elijah. By the things that we say, the elect of God in Israel at that time that must escape, through the message from them, they will know where to run to and go and hide from the persecution that will be coming up. But whatever it is, a provision is made for their escape. Praise the Lord. And why I say so is, if you come to Matthew chapter 25, the judgment of nations, which takes place just before the millennium starts. I was hungry. He said, you will come and separate the sheep from the goats. I was hungry. You fed me. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. And things like that. The king of Assyria came. I was persecuting them. They were running and escaping. The same cousins of the Jews, those Moabites, came and visited and handed them over to those Assyrians. Handed them over to them. And God had it against them. If you read later how God dealt with them, say he remembered their iniquity. The same thing also, when this persecution will take place, and the Jews will be running to hide, there will be Gentiles that will accommodate them. This is very interesting. That will accommodate them. And there are some that will keep them off. So, God is seeing them during that period. Just before the millennium, he will come and separate these two groups. And they are those who help Israel. See the way he put it in Matthew 25. See the way he put it. In Matthew 25. Hallelujah. Verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. And then, verse 44, the other group, then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered or thirst or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these, praise the Lord, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, go to verse 33. Verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall he gather all nations, and shall separate them one after another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then, that is the verse I'm looking for. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. This will happen. Remember, by this time the rapture has taken place. Now the kingdom prepared from them of the Father from the foundation of the world through foreknowledge. That kingdom is the millennium. They are the ones that he will allow to enter the millennium for the 1,000 years reign and dwell with him. It is not eternal life. Eternal life, you cannot receive eternal life until you have received the Holy Ghost. They are only given the privilege of entering the millennium. Because, as we shall see later, the whole world will shake the day Christ will come just before the millennium. It is called the day of the Lord.